Almighty God, help us to have good relationships in our marriages, friendships, and acquaintances. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14 to 16, which reads, "Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart." My theme today is learn to look after your relationships. God has many flowers in his garden, and even though they are different, he loves them all. David's goal was to bring the ark to the city of Jerusalem. For 20 years, the ark had been outside of Jerusalem, and finally, David had managed to achieve his wish to bring the ark home to Jerusalem. He was excited and thankful to the Lord and showed his appreciation by sacrificing oxen and fatted sheep. Then he danced before the Lord with all his might as he led the house of Israel with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. It is here that we read in verse 16 of our opening verse. "Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart." Do not expect your relationship with God to be understood by other people. And at the same time, try to understand that other people have a different relationship with God than yourself. And it's better to acknowledge, understand, and accept this fact than to criticize, ridicule, or undermine other people's relationship with God, especially those people's relationship with God who are very close to you. What Michal did to David is something that we all need to learn from. And this does not only apply to the way women treat men, but also to the way we treat one another in general. Because there is a consequence which follows such treatment. What did Michal do to David? Let us see. Let us read 2 Samuel 6, verse 20 to 23. "Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, 'How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself.' So David said to Michal, 'It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor.' Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death." This is what Michal did to David. Firstly, she despised him in her heart and openly criticized his dancing before God. Secondly, she openly ridiculed what he did as shameful. And thirdly, she undermined his position as her husband and as her king. All these points she openly did, and we read in verse 23 the consequence of her actions. The Bible does not state here that Michal, the daughter of Saul, was barren. It just says that she had no children to the day of her death. I put it to you that after her treatment of David, the warmth and the affection between them was not the same again. It is quite possible that they went to bed each night sleeping back to back. Now, don't get me wrong. Sleeping back to back with your spouse is okay. But when there is no warmth, no affection, and no intimacy, it is not okay. We're all different and at different stages of growth in our relationship with God. Don't expect other people's growth to be the same as your own. There will be differences in the way each one of you approach God and relate to God. Even though there are these differences, there is one headline that we need to be aware of, and that is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, which says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." In other words, respect, understand, love, and accept each one the way he or she is. I cannot imagine that the relationship between Michal and David was ever the same again. In the beginning of their relationship, we are told in 1 Samuel 18, verse 20, Michal loved David. Now, love is not just a feeling for someone. It has to be cared for by doing things to help the love flourish between you and the person you love. You should be doing things like not, and I stress not openly or privately for that matter, criticizing, ridiculing, or undermining the other person. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Caring and sharing, that's all we have to do to find a way in life to carry us through. We all need someone to lift us up when we down, someone to love us and hold us. Make us strong. We may be young with lots to say, or old and going gray. We all have ups and downs. Very soon we understand when faced with life's demands, it is not merry-go-round. Though times are changing, one thing stays the same. It stood the test of time again and again, like a lifelong friend. Long. strong. We know what we're searching for, to unlock heaven's door and find love we can share.